Here's a thought I'll title Shadow Writing. I've always thought it was curious that photography is defined by its very nomenclature to be light writing, photography. But what we actually do is write the shadows onto the white paper. A more accurate description of what we do would not be photography, but rather umbrography, umbra being the Latin for shadow. We do shadow writing. I mean, think about it. You start with a white piece of paper. That is all light, all bright. And as a matter of fact, the photograph can't ever be brighter than the white of the paper base. That's what we start with, pure white. And then what we do is we darken certain areas, almost as though we're writing with charcoal or pencil. And with that pencil or that charcoal, what we're doing is adding darkness, umbra, shadows. Rarely speaking do I find that photographs shine because of the light areas. Strange as it sounds, they shine because of the dark areas, because of the transition from a dark area to a light area, which is why I've always thought the most important area of the photograph to pay attention to is the shadow detail, not the bright light. The only thing we need to do with the whitest areas of the photograph is to protect them so that they don't become overblown, so that we don't lose all the detail in the highlight. And in that sense, what are we doing to the highlights to preserve detail? We're writing in a little bit of darkness. Just a tiny hint of gray in the sky makes it a bright sky. Because without that gray in the sky or the snow or the reflection in the water, then all we're left with was a hole in the photograph where there's detailless white. So we have to add a little umbra, a little shadow to it. And that, in a nutshell, sort of explains my philosophy of exposure. I know we all went through a phase in digital photography of ETTR, exposed to the right. But it's very easy when you practice ETTR to go a little too far and suddenly you lose highlight detail. And once the highlight detail is gone, you can never get it back. So my strategy is to always underexpose by a third of a stop or so to preserve the highlight detail and then spend most of my time in processing pulling up the shadows so that they're exactly right. Unfortunately, there's enough dynamic range in today's cameras and today's processing software to do that almost without exception successfully. I can't remember the last time I had an image where I couldn't pull up shadow detail, but I can recall many occasions when I overexposed and lost all highlight detail. And once the highlight detail is gone, it's gone forever. Conversely, when you look at the shadows, you'll find you can always pull a little detail out of the shadows. Yeah, might add a little noise, but that's easily enough dealt with in today's software too. So would it be unreasonable to try to change the term photography to umbrography? I don't even know what it would be like. But we can mentally change our idea into paying more attention to the shadows and the appropriate amount of attention to the highlights, but realize that it's the shadows and what we write onto the paper that makes or breaks the quality of our photograph and the living breath in the content of an image.
Copyright 2025. Lenswork Publishing.